This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 174 for Monday, December 7th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts traded to both sides of unchanged on Monday, settling with small losses. Canola is down $1 to $2. January down 90 cents at $592.20 per ton. Concerns over tightening supplies and the need to ration demand going forward did remain supportive, especially as exports continued to leave the country at a record pace. Bullish technical signals also supported prices at one point, although the market ran into resistance and turned lower. Chicago soy oil was down throughout the day, while soybeans ended mixed. Recent strength in the Canadian dollar also weighed on values. In the U.S., soybeans ending mixed, as was wheat, corn a bit firmer. Soybeans down 4 cents in the most active January contract at $11.58 per bushel. Improving moisture conditions in parts of Brazil accounted for some of the weakness, but the rains continued to miss some of the driest regions, and that was supportive overall. Brazil's soybean crop is now 90% seeded, according to reports. That's only 3 points behind the average for this time of year. Ongoing labor unrest at soybean crushers in Argentina provided some support. Weekly U.S. soybean export inspections of about 2.3 million tons were down 5% on the week, but still well above what moved the same week last year. Corn futures, they traded to both sides of unchanged, but ended up the March contract. It's 3 cents higher at $4.24 per bushel. Weather conditions in South America are also being followed closely by corn traders, with corn seeding said to be running well behind normal in Argentina. The USDA releases monthly supply demand estimates later this week, and pre-report positioning is expected to account for some activity the next few days. Wheat futures ended mixed, with losses in Minneapolis spring wheat and a firm tone in the winter wheats. Minneapolis down 1.5 cents in the March contract at $5.49 per bushel. Kansas City wheat up 3 cents in March at $5.45 per bushel. And Chicago up 2 cents in March at $5.77.5. Chart-based positioning was a feature, with expectations for large world wheat supplies keeping a lid on the upside. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 500,000 tons were down slightly from the previous week, but still up on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, December 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.